The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
I'm Lydia L. Curry. And tonight on The Parents Show, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Sonny Raffaelli, who is a solicitor at Raiden Solicitors. And Raiden Solicitors are, of course, the sponsors of The Parents Show, I'm delighted to say. And she's going to talk to us about the get, or Jewish divorce. Hi, Sonny. Thanks for joining us on The Parents Show.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
So tell us about your role at Raiden Solicitors.
So I'm a solicitor at Raiden, based in our central St Albans office. I've been with Raiden's for just over a year now, and I deal mainly with divorce and separation and the financial consequences arising from a divorce. I assist with child arrangements arising from separations and divorce and cohabitation agreements, prenuptial agreements.
It all sounds very familiar, but today I'd like to speak to you about the get, or a Jewish divorce. Why does it have a different name to a traditional or standard divorce?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. Get is actually a Hebrew word, and it translates from Hebrew to simply mean divorce document. And Hebrew is a language that is spoken in Israel by Jewish people and non-Jewish people, and by Jewish people worldwide.
And where does the concept of the get originate? I'm fascinated. I have to say, when I found out we were going to get to do an interview about the get, I was like, this is so interesting. So what are the origins of it?
Yeah, so in the Jewish religion, you have a separate marriage ceremony to the civil marriage ceremony. And so naturally, there is a separate divorce process as well that goes along with it.
And is it different from a standard divorce? Does it go alongside a divorce? Is it legally binding? How does it blend with UK kind of family law?
Yeah, so it's completely separate from the civil divorce process. And the process for obtaining a Jewish divorce does differ from the process for obtaining a civil divorce in quite a few ways. So firstly, in certain Orthodox Jewish communities, a Jewish divorce can only be initiated by the husband. And this is different, of course, to a civil divorce in the UK, where it doesn't matter who initiates the divorce process and it can be done on a joint basis. And interestingly, there have been various reported instances where one party refuses to engage with the Jewish divorce process, which results in the other party being unable to remarry in Jewish law, despite having obtained the civil divorce. And in that instance, when one party is stuck and unable to remarry, in Judaism, the term is called aguna, which is a Hebrew word translating to a chained woman. And the UK courts have recently taken steps to be more sympathetic towards the wives of what we call get refusers. So, for example, in 2019, a Jewish woman obtained a get after bringing a case against her husband who denied this to her for almost 10 years. And the court considered this behaviour controlling and coercive behaviour, which is a form of domestic abuse. And to avoid being prosecuted, the husband eventually agreed to grant his ex the get document, the Jewish divorce. And another way that the Jewish divorce differs from the UK civil divorce process is that the wife has to actually formally agree to the divorce proceedings in order for a get to be obtained. And if that doesn't happen, then unfortunately a get can't be obtained. So as I touched on before, there have been various cases where one party will refuse to engage with the divorce process, resulting in the other one being unable to marry. Contrastingly, with a civil divorce in the UK, you can still obtain that divorce even if your partner will not agree to it.
So if I understand correctly, the difference is without the get, either side just can't remarry under Jewish law, but under British civil law, they can divorce. It's just two different processes, two different priorities.
Exactly, yes. So strictly speaking, the Jewish divorce or the get is not legally binding in the sense that the two processes for a Jewish divorce and a civil divorce are kept separate. So you can be technically divorced under Jewish law, but not divorced under the civil divorce law. So you have to obtain both as a Jewish person who wants to get divorced.
And how common is it, Sunny? How common is Jewish divorce, or how frequently are the gets enacted? Is it enacted, engaged?
Yes. So it's overall, Jewish divorces are slightly less common than various other divorces. And I think that's because in the Jewish religion, marriage is seen as a very holy institution and a combining of two souls. So a Jewish divorce is seen by some Jewish people as, and particularly the more Orthodox Jewish people, as a severance of one soul from the other. And so it is seen as very devastating in the Jewish religion for a divorce to happen. However, it's interesting because whilst it is seen in that way, Judaism still holds a core principle that if a couple are fundamentally miserable, then divorce should be the option. And it's kind of the lesser of two evils in that sense.
So it sounds like if it's inevitable, it should go ahead and it shouldn't be stopped. But where possible, every avenue should be explored before divorce is on the table as an option.
Absolutely. It's seen as kind of the last resort, which is in tandem with the civil divorce process in the UK, and particularly so after the no-fault divorce system came into place in 2022, which emphasises the fact that divorce should be seen as the last option with the various waiting periods and cooling off periods.
And is the get an international concept? Does it exist outside the UK? I'm imagining it does, because our Jewish communities are all over the world.
Yes, it does. It exists in every country. It's a universally recognised process, concept. And it is important to note, however, that if you, for example, obtain a Jewish divorce in the UK and you want it to be enforced in, let's say, Israel, you do need to take advice from a professional about that. So it will be recognised in every country, but in some countries, it would be important to take legal advice or advice from a Beth Din, which is a court in the Jewish religion, a court made up of various rabbis, Jewish rabbis.
So if you seek a divorce in the UK, it's valid in the UK. If you seek a get in the UK, it's valid in the UK, and a divorce it is. But it might not necessarily be valid in Israel. So before you even start the process, consult an expert who understands the get process in Israel.
Yes, absolutely. It's always important to seek legal advice if there are any uncertainties. But yeah, particularly when there is a question of enforcement, it's important to seek advice from the Beth Din or a professional in that country.
And I'm trying to visualize the process. Is the process of getting a get different to that of a standard divorce? Or can you run us through the different stages and what are important things to bear in mind when you're applying for the get?
Yes, absolutely. So a get can be obtained at any point after a couple have separated. And once the application is made, and as I explained earlier, in very Orthodox Jewish communities, the application can only be instigated by the husband, but in other denominations, it can be instigated by either party. So once the application is made, a preliminary hearing will take place whereby both parties will be invited, and the husband will then authorize a Jewish scribe to physically write the get, the divorce document. And the scribe will write the get on a special piece of paper with a quill, usually whilst both parties wait. And it's important to note that two witnesses must be present to witness the procedure. And the husband will declare that he is giving the get out of his own free will, because it must be done without undue influence. And the wife will then receive the get and must state in the presence of both witnesses that she accepts the get of her own free will. Then when the get is given to the wife, she will physically cup her hands, and the husband will then drop the get physically into her hands, and she will indicate acceptance by raising the get and then putting it under her arm and ceremoniously walking a few steps around the area. And it's interesting to note that the moment that a divorce happens in the Jewish religion is when the get is placed into the wife's hands. Until then, she is technically still married to her husband. Finally, the wife will then give the get to a rabbi who makes a physical cut in the document to indicate that it has been delivered and accepted and can't be used again by somebody else.
Wow, so it's very structured. It's very, very ritualized, really. But is that it completed? Once that ceremony is completed, the divorce is enacted and valid.
Exactly. And the physical divorce document is then put into the files of the Beth Din, and each party will then receive a document certifying that the get has been obtained. As you said, yes, it's quite a rigid process, and there are very strict rules and procedures surrounding each step. So it's very important that it's done in the correct way by a certified Beth Din.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's a lot of attention to detail, and that needs to be respected.
Absolutely, yes.
So when we think of divorce, we think of financial issues, we think about children. I haven't heard anything in the get about those issues. Are they sorted out before the get, or are they sorted out in the civil ceremony under British law?
Yes, so that's treated as a separate issue. So the finances and child arrangements, as in a civil divorce case, is treated separately. So the get is literally just the divorce and just deals with that, not the finances or anything else arising from the divorce.
And when are those issues? Because obviously they're very sensitive. Finance and more importantly, the children are the crucial sensitive points in any divorce. So what point are they dealt with?
That would be in a similar manner to how they're dealt with in the civil divorce process.
Okay. Yeah. And what sensitivities, if we have parents listening in who are from the Jewish community and they want to know, you know, how their culture and their traditions would be taken into consideration, what would you say to them to help them understand how sensitively you take this?
I would say the first step should be to contact the party's local Beth Din and speak to them and get advice from them as to how to conduct the process in a manner that's in accordance with that person's culture, traditions, values. Because in Judaism, there are various different denominations, Orthodox, Reform, Masorti, and naturally each denomination is slightly different to the other with different rules and principles. So yes, I think it's important as a first step for someone to contact their local Beth Din or rabbi to obtain that initial guidance and advice about the process.
And are you, as a solicitor and you're specialised on the get, do you quite often liaise with the Beth Din?
Yes.
As well? So you're really working on almost like two cases at the same time, I suppose, or two parallel cases.
Yes, absolutely. There can be a lot of communications between the Beth Din and us as solicitors to ensure that both processes are done smoothly and that nothing happens in either procedure that's adverse to the other.
So that they just run nice and smoothly alongside each other and they're mutually supportive to each other. It makes a lot of sense.
Exactly, yes.
It sounds like a much calmer, a much less fraught process, the way you've described the process of the get.
Yes, it can be, although I think a lot more attention to the detail is required because, as I touched on earlier, each step of the procedure requires it to be done in the correct way. And so it can be less emotionally complicated, but technically speaking, it can be a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I understand. You painted a very clear picture of it. So if there's anybody listening in from the Jewish community and maybe they didn't even know this service existed where you can get support on both avenues of divorce, What tips would you give them to starting the process if they've realised their marriage has really come to an end and they're miserable? It just, there is no other avenue. What tips would you give them?
Yeah, so I would say in the first instance to speak to their local Beth Din or rabbi to get that initial advice about starting the process, and then almost simultaneously to speak to a legal professional, a solicitor, about the civil divorce process and how to ensure that both processes are done smoothly, and so nothing done in either process negatively impacts the divorce on both sides.
And is it possible to have an initial conversation with you to figure out how to proceed with it, just to for reassurance, to understand how the process works fully?
Yes, definitely. So what we could offer is an initial fixed fee meeting where we would sit down and discuss all the questions that a person would have on the Jewish divorce and or the civil divorce process. And what would normally happen is we would ask you to fill in a form with very detailed questions to ensure that the fixed fee meeting is utilized as best as possible for you, so that the time spent in the meeting is spent specifically tailored to your case, and we would understand your situation before the meeting so that we come in fully prepared and we can use the time in the best way possible for you.
Fantastic. Sunny, thank you so much. It's been really, really interesting finding out about the GET. And I'm sure if any of our Jewish listeners are listening in and they find themselves in this situation, it will be very reassuring that services are out there to support them in the way that Raiden's is.
I certainly hope so. Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6, sponsored by Raiden Solicitors, award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.